Over 2,000 people were on the Titanic in 1912. Only 712 survived the disaster. Among them were six Chinese people, and one ended up in Wisconsin.
The Chinese survivors were attacked in the press for false claims that they took places in lifeboats reserved for women and children. Barred by the Chinese Exclusion Act, none of the Chinese survivors were legally allowed onto U.S. soil.
Fong Wing Sun hoisted himself out of the frigid North Atlantic waters onto a piece of wood until he could be rescued. Fong later lived in Milwaukee. He passed away in 1986.
A new book shares the story of Fong and the other survivors. The author is speaking in Wisconsin next week, along with Tom Fong, the son of Fong Wing Sun. They both join us now.
Tom Fong owns the Cozy Inn in Janesville, and Stephen Schweinkert is the author of The Six, the untold story of the Titanic's Chinese survivors. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And Tom, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tom, let's start with you. Your father was one of, if not the last people rescued after the sinking of the Titanic. Growing up here in Wisconsin, did you know about the story? Did he talk about this experience growing up?
I only heard this story from one of his friend's daughter when I was like about eight or nine years old. I heard this story about him being rescued from the waters, but there's never mentioning of what ship, because I always assumed it was in China. So I didn't learn about this till about 2003.
What tipped you off that there was this, you know, famous connection to your dad on the Titanic, and what started you pursuing the story, Tom?
Well, as a child, I heard the story about him being rescued from the waters, that he was floating on a door, and at first he was clinging onto a corpse. That's what I heard as a child. Then somehow he managed to find this piece of wood that he climbed, debris, and he fastened himself. And that was all I heard. But then later on, back in 2003, my cousin just happened to come to Wisconsin. He lived out in California. So he mentioned that my father was on the Titanic, which I didn't believe at first. And then later on that evening, we're sitting having dinner, and then his father, and he knew the date of the Titanic sinking, and that sort of threw me for a loop, sort of pricked my ears up, like, wait a sec, how would he know the date? And then late that evening, my son Googled, looking for passenger names lists, and there he found my father's story about clinging onto this piece of debris that I heard as a child.
Now, Stephen, that's Tom's family history that he was learning about. You were researching this. Can you set the stage for us? We've got this Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. It's in effect. It says, hey, Chinese people under most circumstances can't come to the United States. Tom's father was on the Titanic coming to the U.S. along with seven other people from China. What brought them on the Titanic?
The Chinese men that were on Titanic, there are a lot of misconceptions about them. Many people thought that they were stowaways. Many people thought that they were part of Titanic's crew. Neither of those is correct. They were fare-paying passengers on Titanic, even though the Chinese Exclusion Act was in effect. Their employer, the Donald Steamship Line, was, today we would call it seconding. They were being seconded over from the work that they were doing on ships in around the United Kingdom and in Europe. They were being sent over to work on the American ships that the same steamship line operated. They were sailors. They were mariners. They were, these were men that worked in engine rooms, maybe occasionally as cooks, certainly not as stewards, and certainly not as officers. Strangely enough, their voyage on Titanic was probably one of the first real pleasure cruises that they ever had.
And Stephen, talk us through Wing Sun's experience when the Titanic hit the iceberg. What do we know about how he was able to survive?
So one thing that I think the Chinese men did correctly on the night of the sinking, and the reason that accounts for their high survival rate, out of the eight of them that were on board Titanic, six of them survived. Their familiarity with ships, because they did work on them, I think that helped them a lot. And then also, you know, in the late stages of Titanic sinking, when almost all of them were still on board Titanic, they made a counterintuitive decision. And that was, instead of going for the seeming high ground, which would have been the stern that was rising at an increasing angle, but seemed to be higher and safer than being close to the waterline, they actually made a decision to go toward the waterline. Either they saw that collapsible lifeboats were being assembled there, or maybe they just thought that there was more chance that they would be able to get off down there. And certainly in the case of four of the six men, they got into one of the last lifeboats to leave from the starboard side. They got into collapsible lifeboat C. Tom's father was not nearly as lucky. He and two companions ended up in the water. And unfortunately, only Tom's father was able to survive. The other two perished.
Tom, Stephen writes that he met with you, I think, in Janesville to share the story. What was it like working with Stephen and finding out how much of this story about your father was true and learning more about this thing that he never talked about?
Well, the strange thing was when we first started the project, I just wanted to know his past, basically, and find out the truth about his past, because he never spoke about it. In fact, I was sort of skeptical if they could actually find anything, because this was like so long ago, and I wasn't sure if, you know, what were the record keeping like. And so I was really surprised when Stephen would come and talk to me once in a while, or Arthur Jones, and they gave me little tidbits and like little teasers, like what was going on. And then I was really surprised when the final project finally finished. They did an amazing job.
Stephen, one of the obstacles you encountered, many in tracking down the story, but one is just outright racism, discrimination against people of Chinese origin, including in some of the eyewitness accounts, the early newspaper accounts. What kind of false narratives, false stories were coming out that you had to sift through to get to the true story?
Well, there were the rumors about them being stowaways, not only stowaways on Titanic, but also that the Chinese passengers had stowed away in lifeboats, that they had hid out there, that's where they were essentially hiding even during Titanic's voyage. And then also that as soon as Titanic began to sink, they sought some kind of refuge in boats. With the collapsible boats that they escaped on, it's just not possible. It's like trying to pack yourself into a flat-packed piece of IKEA furniture. There were also rumors that they dressed as women to disguise themselves and get on board the lifeboats. And then there was also some talk that they had forced their way onto the lifeboats and that they were threatened at gunpoint to get out, but that they refused to get out. So, you know, a lot of, in the wake of Titanic sinking, there are so many people trying to make sense of it, and the Chinese were just such easy targets. You know, you had women who had lost their husbands, you had children who had lost their fathers, and they're trying to, you know, they're wondering, well, you know, my father isn't here, but, you know, these men are here. Why are they here? How did they survive in a women and children only, or women and children first kind of scenario? So a lot of that anguish was directed toward them, and they never had a chance to defend themselves.
Stephen Schweinkert is the author of The Six, The Untold Story of the Titanic's Chinese Survivors. And Tom Fong is the son of Wing Sun Fong, one of the six people who survived the Titanic. Wing Sun later settled here in Wisconsin. Tom, learning all of this, doing your own research, working with Stephen on this, do you feel understanding this part of your father's life helps you understand him a little more in a way that maybe you didn't, since he didn't share that story?
Yes, definitely. There are certain things about his nature that I couldn't understand, but after what Stephen found, it sort of makes sense now about his personality, about certain things. He didn't like large crowds really so much, and he didn't really care for like a lot of noise. I remember, you know, when we went family gatherings and things like that, he could only sit so long, and then would leave these family reunions sort of early, because I don't think he cared for that, all the large crowd noise. I think that was because of his experience on the Titanic that night, of hearing the screams and things like that. So looking back, yeah, it sort of makes sense.
And Stephen, as we wrap up, you've shared a chapter in the Titanic history that I think has been overlooked, ignored for decades. Why was it important for you to share the story of Tom's father and the other Chinese men on the Titanic?
I think the Titanic story is the reason that we're still interested in it more than 100 years after its sinking is that it's a story that people like to put themselves into. They like to imagine, you know, what would I have done on the night? Would I have stepped back from the rail? Would I have given up my seat in the lifeboat? But I think filling in the gaps and filling in the blanks of especially the experience of third-class passengers, I think that's really a way forward for Titanic research is to bring all of those stories to life. We know a lot about the Americans that were on board, the British that were on board, the Irish that were on board, for example. But we don't really know so much about, you know, people from outside of those areas.
Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Tom, thanks a lot for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Stephen Schweinkert and Tom Fong speak next Thursday at Boswell Books, Milwaukee, May 31st at the Cozy Inn in Janesville, June 1st at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum.